This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL ships RH True Waste to WIP. The first shipment of remote-handled transuranic waste recently left Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, for disposal in the salt formations of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The shipment is the first of 16 scheduled for completion this summer. Remote-handled transuranic waste is radioactive waste generated through the manufacturing of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons. In order to protect workers, the waste must be handled remotely because of the amount of radioactivity in the waste containers. Although the dose on the surface of the transportation container is about the same as the contact-handled waste that is also disposed of at WIP, the potential hazards from an accident where a release takes place are much greater. WIP operates under a New Mexico Hazardous Waste Permit granted by the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED. The original permit, issued in 1999, prohibited the disposal of remote-handled, or RH, waste, even though WIP officials had asked for it to be allowed by the permit. After previous attempts were unsuccessful, WIP requested a modification of the permit to allow for disposal of RH waste, which was supported by the Environment Department. After an extensive public hearing, the modified permit allowed for the disposal of RH waste. Since then, more than 220 shipments of RH waste have been sent from DOE sites around the country, including Oak Ridge, Idaho National Laboratories, and the Savannah River site, to WIP. Most of the LANL canisters hold three 55-gallon drums filled with rags, tools, plastics, glassware, and other equipment contaminated with fission products such as cesium and strontium, as well as solidified radioactive solutions. The LANL waste was generated between 1986 and 1991 in Wing 9 of the old Chemical and Metallurgy Research Building. It has been stored in unlined shafts at LANL's low-level waste dump at Area G since 1995. The permit requires that the waste must be characterized in order to determine if it meets the disposal criteria at WIP. It allows WIP to either physically examine the waste or conduct a document review. In the case of the LANL waste, a document review was conducted, which was recently approved by the Environment Department. Michael Graham, LANL Associate Director for the Environmental Programs, explained, quote, NMED asked us to begin shipments expeditiously, and that's what we're doing. We've done training to demonstrate we meet the DOE's stringent nuclear safety requirements, and we're ready, end quote. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center monitors WIP waste shipments. He said, quote, it will be important to closely monitor how LANL handles the waste in removing it from the shafts to ensure that none of the containers has corroded while underground. In addition, the shipments of the more highly radioactive waste must be done carefully to avoid accidents. Thus, the first shipment leaving just before 5 p.m. from Los Alamos is not a good sign that LANL and WIP are conscientious about avoiding times with high traffic volumes. Hopefully, future shipments will avoid such times, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.